Hi, I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors at Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day. When I realized that this message would be broadcast on July the 4th, the birthday of our nation, I thought almost immediately of 1 Timothy chapter 2. Beginning with verse 1, first of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. What should we be doing right now? We should be praying. Praying for our leaders, praying for the president, the vice president, praying for those who serve in the Senate and the House of Representatives, praying for those who serve in the court systems, the Supreme Court, judicial system, praying for our local city leaders, for state leaders, for town officials. We should be praying for those in authority. Is prayer your first response or sort of a last resort? We're to pray that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. And ultimately, the goal is that people would come to know Christ in every segment of society. God desires people to be saved. 2 Chronicles 7:14 certainly comes to mind as well. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. This challenge is so strong. It starts with God's people. If my people, we're often thinking about other people and what they ought to do, but God says, if my people called by my name humble themselves, the Bible says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If we humble ourselves and pray, just pray always, pray without ceasing, constantly bring requests to the Lord. And then it says, and seek my face. How many times have we sought his hand for provision, but have we sought his face just to know him more and to walk in his ways? And then it says, and turn from their wicked ways. Is there anything you need to repent of? To turn away from sin and to turn back to God and to trust in him and walk in his ways. He says, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. The only hope for any individual is Jesus. The only hope for any nation is Jesus. My challenge to you today, July 4, 2025, is pray. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our nation. Pray for your own heart. Think about it. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors, Northside Church in Liverpool, New York, your pastor for the day.